Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
The term nano is quickly moving into the consumer lexicon. We already have nano attached to anti-wrinkle creams and MP3 players. And it won't be long before the paper we write on or the houses we build are also nanoized. That's the prediction of Dr. Ted Wegner of the Forest Products Laboratory with the USDA Forest Service in Madison, Wisconsin. He was in Edmonton recently as a panelist at the Alberta Ingenuity Forum on Nanotechnology in the Forest Industry. Dr. Wegner predicts nanotechnology will provide a whole new range of value-added and multifunctional products based on wood and cellulose.
I can take a sheet of paper and it can be an electronic device because wood has piezoelectric properties, which means it acts as a semiconductor in certain conditions, and you can get it to be a calculator and a computer just like the ones we have on our desktops now. We can have our houses so that if there's being attacked by insects or starting to decay, that they'll alert the homeowner. We can usually come up with siding that is going to generate electricity for the home.
According to Dr. Wegner, innovations using nanotechnology will revive the forest products industry in North America. Thanks today to Alberta Ingenuity. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.